The Deportees by Roddy Doyle. Narrated by Hugh Lee.
Forward. Maybe it was Riverdance. A bootleg video did the rounds of the rooms and the shanties of Lagos and moved to froth by the sight of that long straight line of Irish and Irish-American legs. Tap, 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 tappy, tap. Thousands of Nigerians packed the bags and came to Ireland. Please, teach us how to do that. I suspect it was more complicated. It was about jobs and the EU and infrastructure and wise decisions and accident. It was about education and energy and words like tax and incentive and what happens when they are put beside each other. It was also about music and dancing and literature and football. It happened, I think, sometime in the mid-90s. I went to bed in one country and woke up in a different one. That was how it felt for a while. It took getting used to. I'd written a novel, The Van, in 1990, about an unemployed plasterer. 5 or 6 years later, there was no such thing as an unemployed plasterer. A few years on, all the plasterers seemed to be from Eastern Europe. In 1994 and 1995, I wrote The Woman Who Walked Into Doors. It was narrated by a woman called Paula Spencer, who earned her money cleaning offices. She went to work with other working-class women like herself. 10 years later, I wrote Paula Spencer. Paula was still cleaning offices, but now she went to work alone, and the other cleaners were men from Romania and Nigeria. In 1986, I wrote The Commitments. In that book, the main character, a young man called Jimmy Rabbit, delivers a line that became quite famous. The Irish are the niggers of Europe. 20 years on, there are thousands of Africans living in Ireland. And if I was writing that book today, I wouldn't use that line. It wouldn't actually occur to me, because Ireland has become one of the wealthiest countries in Europe, and the line would make no sense. In April 2000, two Nigerian journalists living in Dublin, Abel Ugba and Chinedu Onyeyelam, started publishing a multicultural paper called Metro Éireann. I read an article about these men in the Irish Times and decided that I'd like to meet them. 3 or 4 years into our new national prosperity, I was already reading and hearing elegies to the simpler times before we became so materialistic. The happy days when more people left Ireland than were born here. When we were afraid to ask anyone what they did for a living, because the answer might be nothing. When we sent our pennies and our second-hand clothes to Africa, but never saw a flesh-and-blood African. The words racist and racism were being flung around the place, and the stories were doing the rounds. An African woman got a brand new buggy from the social welfare and left it at the bus stop because she couldn't be bothered carrying it onto the bus and she knew she could get a new one. A man looked over his garden wall and found a gang of Muslims next door on the patio slaughtering an Irish sheep. A Polish woman rented a flat and before the landlord had time to bank the deposit, she turned it into a brothel, herself and her 7 sisters and their cousin, the pimp. I heard those 3 and more from taxi drivers. I thought I'd like to make up a few of my own. I met Abel Ugba and asked him if I could write for Metro Éireann, and while we talked, the idea for the first story came to me. An Irish man's daughter brings home a Nigerian boyfriend. Enough to get me going. Abel suggested 800 words a month. The paper was a monthly. It's now weekly. I had the title, Guess Who's Coming for the Dinner, before I got home. Since then, I've completed 8 stories. There's a love story, a horror story, a sequel, sort of, to The Commitments. Almost all of them have one thing in common. Someone born in Ireland meets someone who has come to live here. The love and the horror, excitement and exploitation, friendship.